राम राम राम। श्रीमद् भगवत गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 2 वर्स 48। लिंक। आफ्टर आस्किंग अर्जुन टू परफॉर्म हिज ड्यूटी इन द प्रीसीडिंग वर्स द लॉर्ड डिस्क्राइब्स हाउ ही शुड रिमेन इवन माइंडेड व्हाइल परफॉर्मिंग एक्शंस। युगस्तः कुरु कर्माणि संगं त्यक्त्वा धनंजय सिद्ध्यसिद्ध्यो समो भूत्वा समत्वं योग उच्यते। ओ धनंजय, द कॉन्करर ऑफ वेल्थ, परफॉर्म एक्शंस ड्यूटीज being steadfast in the path of yoga, renouncing attachment, having become even-minded in success and failure. And that equanimity, equilibrium, is called yoga. Comment. Sangam tyaktva. You can become indifferent only if you have no attachment for actions, their fruits, place, time, incidents, circumstances, bodies and minds, etc., which belong to matter. Because without being indifferent to actions, these cannot lead you to salvation. Siddhya siddhyoho samo bhutva. Renunciation of attachment will result in evenness of mind. A man should be even-minded in favorable and unfavorable circumstances, in honor and dishonor, in praise and reproach. Footnote. While explaining the verse, Sri Shankaracharya writes, O Dhananjaya, being established in yoga, perform actions only for God without even having the desire to please Him. Knowledge gained by purification of mind as a result of the desireless, that is, without the desire for fruits, action is called siddhi, which is success. And whatever is contrary to it, which is lack of knowledge, is asiddhi or failure. Perform actions being even-minded amidst success or failure. This even-mindedness of mind or equanimity is called yoga. A follower of the discipline of disinterested action should be even-minded while performing actions, that he should not bother about their accomplishment or non-accomplishment, forgetting the fruit or not, forgetting salvation or not. He should remain devoted to his duty. If an aspirant has not realized detachment and equanimity, he should aim at evenness of mind. By having this approach, a striver will attain equanimity finally, which will lead to God-realization or self-realization. Gita, chapter 2, verse 53. Yogastaha Kuru Karmani. Lord Krishna says that the essence of true yoga lies in even-mindedness, in success as well as failure. The person who keeps the mind ever in a poised state is called steadfast in yoga. The sameness of mind should remain intact from the beginning of an action to its end. It should not be a temporary phase. Otherwise, the propensities of attraction and repulsion will go on coming up. He should never allow such propensities to develop. Samatvam yoga uchyate. Yoga is nothing but equanimity. That is, equanimity is the embodiment of Lord Himself. Further in the 19th verse of the 5th chapter, Lord Krishna says, those whose mind is established in equanimity have conquered the mortal plane, because Brahma, the Absolute, is flawless and equanimous. Hence, they are established in the Eternal. Here, yoga has been defined as equanimity, while in the 23rd verse of the 6th chapter, it will be defined as the state which is free from the contact of pain. Actually, both the definitions are the same. When a man suffers from ringworm or itching eczema, he gets satisfaction by scratching it. The pleasure of itching is called by the painful sensation of burning. Being the result of a disease, both these sensations are really painful. Similarly, the pleasure and pain received from attachment to the world are equally painful. Therefore, yoga can either be defined as the state free from the contact of pain, that is, free from pleasure and pain, or equanimity in pleasure and pain. Both are the same. It means that through all actions performed by physical, subtle and causal bodies should render service to the world without having any selfish motive. This alone will lead to equanimity. Something noteworthy about intellect and equanimity. Intellect is of two kinds, indeterminate and determinate. The intellect of those whose aim is to enjoy worldly pleasure and prosperity is indeterminate. Gita, chapter 2, verse 44. While the intellect of those whose aim is equanimity and salvation is determinate, indeterminate intellects are endlessly diverse, while the determinate one is single. Those whose intellects are endlessly diverse are themselves undecided. Gita, chapter 2, verse 41, and are worldly. But those whose intellect is single, having rightly resolved, and they are strivers. Equanimity is of two kinds, of the mind and of the self. To remain even in favorable and unfavorable circumstances without having any attachment or aversion is equanimity of mind, while equanimity of the self is union with God. Chapter 2, verse 53. There is a distinction between the worldly people and the strivers. The goal of the worldly people is to enjoy pleasure and prosperity, and their intellects are not determinate, but are scattered in many directions and are endlessly diverse. On the other hand, the strivers' intellects are determinate, and the strivers in their practical life maintain equanimity in success and failure, profit and loss, favorable and unfavorable circumstances, without having attachment and aversion. Such strivers conquer the mortal plane and are established in the eternal. Gita chapter 5 verse 19. Appendix. In Patanjali Yoga Darshan, the control of the mind has been called yoga. Yoga Chitta Vritti Nirodha 1/2. As a result of this yoga, the seer rests in the self. Tada Drishtu Swarupa Vashtanam 1-3. Thus in Patanjali Yoga Darshan, what has been called the result of yoga, the Gita declares the same as yoga, samatvam yoga uchyate. Tam vidya dukha sanyoga viyogam. Yoga samnittam. Gita chapter 6 verse 23. It means that the Gita declares that when a man's self is totally detached from the mind and naturally rests in the self, that state is called yoga. By getting established in this yoga equanimity, there is no deviation from it. Therefore, it is also called Nitya Yoga, eternal union. When the mind is controlled, Nirvikalpa Avastha, state of cessation of thoughts, ensues. But when by equanimity a man rests in the self, that is, Nirvikalpa Bodha, knowledge of truth, or Sahaj Avastha, self-realization, or Nirvikalpa Bodha. Nirvikalpa Bodha is not a state, but it transcends all states. It is their illuminator and is the result of all yoga disciplines. The states are both Nirvikalpa, without distraction, and Sarvikalpa, with distraction. But Bodha is only Nirvikalpa. Thus, the yoga of the Gita is more remarkable than that of Patanjali Yoga Darshan. The person who is not of mudha, deluded, and shipta, volatile inclination, but is of vikshipta, sometimes constant, sometimes volatile inclination, is eligible, that is qualified for yoga of Patanjala Yoga Darshan. But all the persons who want to attain God are eligible for the yoga of the Gita. Not only this, but the person who, instead of attaching importance to pleasure and prosperity, attaches importance to this yoga, such a seeker of yoga equanimity also transcends the fruit of Vedic rituals performed with some motive. Jignasurapi yogasya Shabda Brahma Ti Vartate, Gita, chapter 6, verse 44. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.